We're now beginning the last 5 weeks of our 20-week course going through the Bible to understand God's plan for us. Recently, we considered the central act of God in the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ, followed by the gift of the Holy Spirit to all believers. Now we are considering the outworking of that plan and turn to the life of Saul, also known as Paul. We will look at his conversion, his calling, and his commitment. I'll begin by telling you a true story. When I was teaching Greek literature in translation in Yorkshire, I came across a Greek bank in London. I asked them for a poster for my classroom, and they gave me one. I was so pleased with it that I wanted some more for display. I asked Mary, who lived in London, if she would kindly go to the bank and ask for more. To show her where the bank was, at her request, I drew a map. When I next saw her in Yorkshire, she said she could not find the bank. "But Mary," I said, "I drew you a clear map." "Yes," she replied, "it was clearly wrong." Now, Paul had a clear map of his life. He took his faith seriously and studied with the best teacher, Gamaliel. He would have known the Old Testament thoroughly, kept all the feasts and fasts, observed numerous rules, and had been regarded as a potential leader of the Pharisees. When he encountered the followers of Jesus, fresh from their equipping by the Holy Spirit to tell others of the resurrection, he was enraged. He, with others, took them prisoner, tried to make them deny their faith in Jesus, and voted for their death. He decided, with the permission of the Jewish authorities, to pursue them to Damascus. In his zeal for God, and because of his way of thinking, he was determined to stamp out what he considered wrong ideas. It was in this context his dramatic conversion took place. There was a light from heaven which threw him to the ground, and he heard Jesus speaking. Then Jesus revealed himself and told him to go into the city to learn more. The physical effects of that encounter with the risen Lord were dramatic. He could not see, he could not eat, he could not drink. What a life-changing shock it was to know that he was wrong. He was heading in the wrong direction. He, who knew the scriptures, had misunderstood. His life was turned upside down. That is what conversion is like. It means acknowledging we are heading in the wrong direction, our thinking is misguided, and we need to turn round and start going in the opposite direction. When I was 12, I heard my first account of a conversion. It was Billy, and he had lied, stolen, and drank too much. And when he encountered Jesus through a church outreach, he believed, became a new person, and began to lead the life God intended. He probably found, like us, the conversion is also an ongoing lifestyle. We are free to respond to an encounter with God, and it takes time to grow. God, in his grace and mercy, gives us time. But isn't it hard to admit that in some areas, we, like my map, are clearly wrong and need to change? The remarkable thing about this passage in Acts is that the first person to know details of God's calling of Paul was someone else. He was an insignificant person among the Christians in Damascus called Ananias. Jesus said to him, verse 15, Paul, he is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. Have you had that experience? Someone seeing your potential, your calling, where you fit in, before you understood fully? Perhaps you are a person who can see the calling of others and take a message from Jesus. I love the tenderness and simplicity of Ananias. He lays aside his fear and he goes in obedience. His first words to someone he had considered a potential murderer are, Brother Saul. He speaks in the name of Jesus, saying, The Lord has sent me. He passes on the gift of the Holy Spirit, baptizes Paul, and gives him food. That is Christian wisdom and love in action, undergirded by the victory and power of Jesus. Yes, Paul had a calling from God, but to begin with, it was too hot for others to handle. He immediately started preaching, telling others that Jesus was indeed the one promised in the scriptures. The responses were astonishment, gossip, and plots to kill him. He had one good friend in Barnabas who took him back to Jerusalem, but other plots to kill him emerged, and he was sent back home to Tarsus. That sending away must have cut deep into his heart. But he had Jesus, and the next part of his life was the most formative. Paul, in his new calling, needed time to think, to pray, to ponder, and to spend time with his Lord Jesus Christ. He writes in his letter to the Galatians that he went to Arabia. He spent 3 years in the desert. It was in that time God gave him the heavenly vision of his calling and the message he was to take to Jews first and then to the Gentiles. With this preparation, he became God's chosen instrument. He could have left it at that and spent time with other Christians, enjoying fellowship, and never fulfilled his calling. But no, Paul had commitment, our third C, of conversion, calling, and commitment. You're probably familiar with the maps of Paul's missionary journeys at the back of some Bibles. In his commitment, he travelled through what was then Asia Minor, across the Mediterranean several times, and into Europe. A passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 11 tells us of his sufferings. Here are a few things he wrote. 3 times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, 3 times I was shipwrecked, I spent a night and a day in the open sea, I have been constantly on the move. Later on in the same passage he adds, I have laboured and toiled, and have often gone without sleep, I've known hunger and thirst, and have gone without food. I've been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. That is indeed commitment. Well, what about us? What do these words, conversion, calling, and commitment, mean to us? True, after thinking about Paul, we need to dial down. Yet, we have the same experiences. Each time we meet, we confess our sin and ask for grace to amend or convert our life. We are each called of God. Perhaps something has been suggested to you and you've needed time to think and pray about it. Not in the desert, but somewhere quiet. Perhaps you know your calling, or perhaps you're a bit discontent and feel there is something more for you. Finally, there is commitment. Whether it's coming to services, doing the reading, bell ringing, locking and unlocking the church, doing the flowers, preparing refreshments, and all the rest, it all needs commitment, which, though fulfilling, sometimes causes inconvenience or even suffering. Is there more? Yes. Let's end by considering our commitment to taking out the message of God's love as expressed in Jesus Christ, both here and overseas. Another three little words: pray, give, and go. Have we an organisation who take out the message we pray for and give to? Something like Church Army, Bible Society, Barnabas, Tours with the Mission, Tear Fund, etc. I think we do. Sometimes we do things together in Lent or during Christian Aid Week. God knows what we do as individuals. Perhaps we could share our enthusiasm more widely or join with others who support the De Root family in South Africa and Beacon House. Near at home, there's opportunity to go, and I know some here go to the schools in Dedham. In Ardley, we are working with the parish council to take out and collect cards asking for thoughts about our village and how it can be improved. We go to share the love of God. Then there is Church at the Boot, providing listening and pastoral care on the site at Wick Lane each Sunday. Both of these need commitment. Is God calling you? Will it mean conversion or change of direction to our lives as we respond? Let's think about it and assess how we're getting on in the light of St. Paul's life. Next week, we'll look at his letters that he wrote to encourage the Christians in the early church and to instruct them on how to live the Christian life.